Today, President Clinton signed into law a bill that ends 60 years of guaranteed federal aid to the poor. In his third signing ceremony at the White House this week, the president said the legislation would do nothing less than recreate the nation's social bargain with the needy, requiring them to work and putting time limits on welfare benefits. The welfare reform bill had widespread public support, but some liberal Democrats are angry that the president has signed it. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
President Clinton said he had anguished over the welfare reform bill, but in the end, despite his reservations, he decided to fulfill the campaign pledge he made in 1992 to end welfare as we know it.
I signed this bill because this is a historic chance where Republicans and Democrats got together and said, we're going to take this historic chance to try to recreate the nation's social bargain with the poor. We're going to try to change the parameters of the debate. We're going to make it all new again and see if we can't create a system of incentives which reinforce work and family and independence. We can change what is wrong. We should not have passed this historic opportunity to do what is right.
If he gets a second term, the president promised to work with Congress to reverse some of the cuts in aid to legal immigrants. And White House officials say when he accepts his party's nomination in Chicago next week, the president will announce new incentives for businesses to hire people who have been on public assistance. But today the president gave no details about what those measures might be. Instead, he urged the private sector to do its part.
The Congress deserves our thanks for creating a new reality, but we have to fill in the blanks. The governors asked for this responsibility. Now they got to live up to it. There are mayors that have responsibilities, county officials that have responsibilities. Every employer in this country that ever made a disparaging remark about the welfare system needs to think about whether he or she should now hire somebody from welfare and go to work, go to the state and say, okay, you give me the check. I'll use it as an income supplement. I'll train these people. I'll help them to start their lives, and we'll go forward from here.
The president also declared a political victory. For years, Republicans have used welfare to paint Democrats as defenders of a dysfunctional system that wasted taxpayers' money. Now the president has denied his opponents a big target, effectively ending welfare as a problem for Democrats.
After I sign my name to this bill, welfare will no longer be a political issue. The two parties cannot attack each other over it. Politicians cannot attack poor people over it. There are no encrusted habits, systems, and failures that can be laid at the foot of someone else. We have to begin again.
But welfare still is a lingering problem within the Democratic Party. There were no Democratic leaders of Congress in the Rose Garden today. Tom Daschle, Richard Gephardt, and David Bonnier all voted against the welfare bill. Deputy White House Chief of Staff Harold Ickes, a liberal voice inside the White House, said this wasn't the first time the president has angered his party's base.
There's real debate in the party about it. I mean, I analogize it, quite frankly, to NAFTA. There was a real debate, quite frankly, and still is, within the party about NAFTA. And the president had the political courage, in my view, to stand up for his convictions and go against a number of loyal friends, many in organized labor. Likewise, I think, with welfare. It is a controversial issue, but I give him real credit for political backbone of going forward and signing a bill.
Outside the White House, members of the National Organization for Women protested. They carried signs saying, "We voted for you and you betrayed us." Marion Wright Edelman, the president of the Children's Defense Fund, the former mentor of the First Ladies and an old friend of both the Clintons, issued a statement calling the president's action a moment of shame. Debbie Weinstein is a spokesman for CDF, and she rejects the president's promise to fix what's wrong with the bill.
I just can't tell you what an outrage I think that is. If he knows that it's wrong, he shouldn't be signing it. What crystal ball does he have about what fix is possible? And I'd like to know what powerful constituency would ever be treated this way. We will sever your assistance. We will take food out of your mouths, and maybe we'll fix it later.
But the White House is not worried about losing too many votes over welfare reform. They believe most Democrats on the left will hold their noses and vote for Clinton rather than the Republicans. The White House is more concerned about Jesse Jackson. He has a history of registering minority voters and getting them to the polls. Jackson will be speaking at the convention in Chicago, and White House officials say the president and other top aides have been speaking to Jackson, assuring him that steps will be taken to soften the impact of the bill. The White House is optimistic that divisions over welfare reform can be kept in check. People are not happy, said one advisor, but no one is ready to defect. At the White House, I'm Mara Liasson.